November 16, Jesus says, "Let everything fall away and retain only God, light, grace, God's love. Let nothing that is earthly disturb you. You are a daughter of God. I have granted to you the sight of this sublime condition, to robe you in strength and serenity. The care of the Most High, like two loving arms, is leaning over you. The time will come when they join together, to carry you beyond these horrible earthly things, to carry you into the light now looking at you with love. Always think, over me there is the Father of Jesus, who is also my Father. The love that has joined the Father to the Son, joins me to the Father, and it is the love of the Son that has given me the love of the Father. In me, then, I have the triune God, for I have their love." You will feel yourself being lifted up by this thought, as by an eagle in flight, and you will penetrate into the fire that wants to set you entirely aflame to make you worthy of it. And now, go forward, my little voice. The time is short, and the word is abundant. And even greater is ignorance of the word. Let us give these unfortunates as much as we can, so that they will not accuse us of their ruin. The world will perish just the same, because it wants to perish. But justice and the just ones of the Lord will be able to say, "Everything has been given to you to save you, even more than duty requires, for love is a spendthrift who never has enough of giving." Don't get demoralized by the conviction that the labor you perform is useless, because the holy words fall upon immovable souls, closed like steel coffers. For the sake of that thrice holy face which goodness has shown you, and which for you is loving laughter, for the sake of that face which men are forced to withdraw under the eyes of an avalanche of crimes which, after having devastated the earth, hurl themselves against the heavens, continue to be a hand which serves the word. They have hidden the face of God. They deny him. They do not believe in him. They have set what is their ruin in his place. They are at the mercy of the occult forces rebelling against God's sign and serve them, believe them, and obey them. Many voices emerge from deceitful founts, and there is not one which states the truth or a reflection of truth. The ones they listen to are the laughter of demons who mock man and turn into lying words, to lead him farther and farther away. They want to know the future to guide themselves. The future is here, in my word. To avoid this present, which is worse than a nightmare and a condemnation, they would have had to study this word, be able to read it, and guide themselves by its moral, historical, and supernatural teachings. To make the future less atrocious, it would still be necessary to study this word, which teaches good and truth. I repeat, leave the dead where they are. If they are blessed, they can tell you only what the word is already telling you, for the Lord's saints speak the same language as the Lord. If they are damned, they can tell you only the words of their Father, the Master and King of falsehood. And can you believe that the liar will have an ounce of mercy, and grant you a light which may be the light of salvation? Why, of course not. Rather, pursuing his goal, he creates mirages for you within which there lies the precipice of the abyss. And you are plunging into the abyss, as you no longer have the morning light, God, your Holy Father, as your guide. As orbs guided by blind men, your spirits, led astray, roam from error to error, from ruin to ruin. You strike one another, and cause each other one pain after pain, and provoke new wounds and new calamities. You hate each other for the evil you do to one another, and you fill your hands with this hatred, which ferments in your hearts, and hurl it against God, holding him responsible for your misfortune. And hatred, unable to reach heaven, falls back upon you in fire and flames, famine, deaths, moments of desolation, and darkness. Nor will there be respite until you grasp, at your own expense, that violence is of no use, that blood hinders, and does not nourish, and that hatred does not create, but destroys. Nor will there be respite until your hearts turn to God. I am the one who can give you peace, and not by the use of your homicidal weapons, but with my holy weapon, the cross, but by breaking your murderous weapons with my love. Do not instigate God's judgment by overstepping all bounds in sin. Do not make the pause between the time of the Antichrist and the time of Christ too brief, for, if it is true that the last days will be shortened out of love for the chosen, it is also true that it is necessary for you to have a pause of peace, to fortify yourselves for the final satanic combat. I will turn over the stone above Lucifer's cavern after the defeat of the beast and his servants, but do not give the demon power to throw off that lock by your acclaiming evil. Do not make your spirits, devoted to the flesh and Satan, levers to open the infernal prison, and bring out the accursed one for his number now booty before the hearts of men are rebaptized in the word of the Lord.